Hello, guys. Welcome once again to the Cocktail Vet Podcast. It's your girl, Oge. I'm actually in the VM2, third year, studying veterinary medicine. Anyways, don't mind me. I just love interviewing students and just making life as a vet fun. So tune in as I have something special for you guys today. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Cocktail Vet Podcast. And here with me, we have an amazing guest on the show, and I can't wait for you guys to meet him. So, sir, can we meet you?
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Enyomaka Emmanuel, and I'm in 50th DBM4, Faculty of Veterinary Medicine, University of Nigeria, Suga.
Okay, thank you, sir. If I'm not mistaken, you said that you are up for the post of the AVMS president, so I don't know.
Yes, how true is that? I'm actually contesting for the next faculty president, which is coming up very soon on the 2nd of June to be precise, and I'm contesting for it. And I know there might be other contestants, but so far so good, I am contesting for it.
Okay, AVMS, I keep hearing of AVMS, like what is the full meaning, what does it stand for?
Okay, AVMS stands for Association of Veterinary Medical Students. That's the full meaning of AVMS. So it's more like a student body that regulates what is being done or the activities carried out by the students in the faculty. Just like we have at SUG level, and what have you, NAS, and some other department of faculty. So AVMS is just for Faculty of Veterinary Medicine, University of Nigeria in Suga. For other veterinary school, maybe they have their own student body as well. So AVMS is for University of Nigeria in Suga.
Okay, like so this association, is it currently recognized by the university community? Like, do people know about it?
Well, checking about the population first, because we are just a very small family, you know. The profession itself, not much people or much students wants to go into it. Some don't really like being an animal doctor, per se, but it takes passion. So I'm so proud of we that we are into this profession as a student. And that's why I will not categorically say that it is not being recognized. As a matter of fact, any association that is on campus is recognized at the SCG level.
Okay, so that is actually a good one. Anyways, can you talk about the previous achievement of predecessors, like in AVMS? Can you talk about the achievement or the present? I don't know, just say something about the
Well, like I said, I'm in DBM4, that is 5th year, and then I've had quite an experience in vet for the past 5 years, and I've seen a lot of people come in and out of the post of the office, and I've worked with a lot of them as well. They are actually doing a lot of things, and there's a lot of improvements starting from the fact that over the years, graduates, doctors that are to be graduated from the Faculty of Veterinary Medicine, they don't used to graduate with their oath taking down and the day of oath taking, which is equivalent to which is equivalent to convocation. So before vets, they don't convocate or have their oath taking with GAN. You see, over the time, even when I was in first year, I'll see them, they come with all sorts of attire. But thank God, the government came up with a plan that let's change the structure of how it's been done. That's not the proper way. We are professional students. So if we are professional students and we are pushing out veterinary doctors into the society, we should present them in an appropriate manner. So the young men, don't let me call him a young man then because he was my senior colleague and he's still my senior colleague. president then, he came up with the plan of oath taking gown, which is a very nice improvement in the association. So talking about some other things like we have a urinary at Old Vets, New Vets. Then currently the government right now, we also have what's it called, we have the faculty polo. Faculty polo, over the years we've never had anything of such, but thank God to the current government, they provided us with faculty polo. So I think so far so good. There are some improvements going on, and I believe that we that we are also coming up with more improvements as well.
Wow, shout out to Ian Clinton, our current faculty president, ABMS. He actually did a lot of things, and some remarkable thing I would like to point out is actually the second year bulbs and fans he actually repaired, and our faculty polo as well is actually a good one. So shout out to you, Ian Clinton. Okay, back to you, sir Enyomaka, if I'm right. Okay. I don't know, like, do you have a slogan or a team that you actually work with?
Yes, I do. Well, actually, I love working with people. You know?
Okay.
I like working as a team. You understand? Like, because I believe when you join one or two heads together, it's better than just a single head. So I know that when people come with different ideas, is going to be better than when just one person think about something. So I have a team, and then I named it Team Loud.
Wow.
The Loud is actually an how would I put it, an acronym. So it has a meaning. So LOUD, the L there stands for leadership, the O stands for opportunity, the U stands for unity, and the D stands for diversity. So this is actually my team for my campaign, because I observed that I tried to compress all the problems I feel like ABMS have been facing over the years. I compressed it into this particular team. So that's why I'm using it as my campaign slogan. So I am Team Loud, and I'm very, very loud. So I believe you're loud too.
Wow, that's really amazing. Yeah. Team Loud. I actually like it. Okay, let's actually see if you are going to be loud.
Oh, definitely. I will be loud. I'll be loud.
Okay.
I
also like to know, when exactly did you join ABMS, and what was the inspiration?
Okay, particularly when I gained admission into ABMS, I automatically joined ABMS. So as an ABM site.
Wow.
And that was section 2015/2016. So I thought the inspiration then that made me have interest in ABMS activity was just the fact that I observed people had plenty of apathy when it comes to activity in the association. So at that time, I said to myself, I need to be active in everything that has been done in ABMS. And right from then, my first year, I started being active. As a matter of fact, my first year, I came out as I contested as Mr. Vet. I was not that too handsome, and I didn't win, but at least I came out as the first or second runner. So, but it qualified me to be ABMS royalty, because every faculty ought to have the royal members of the royal family.
Okay.
So I was qualified to be ABMS royalty. So, and then since then, and the function of the royalties, we always keep in check who is going to be the next Mr. and Mrs. Betts, and then all those kind of and stuff.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We do that. Then in my second year, again, I came out as an honorable member in my association. So I was an HR, and I also had a side office, because I was part of the financial, no, I was part of the, what is it called? Head Surgeon's Night Committee. Duty as a cultural member, I was also doing that duty as well. Then in my third year, I came out again, making me a double honorable member. And then I also had another side office, which was I was a member of the financial committee. Then all these things I'm saying is just part of the selfless act. It's not like I say I was out for them for money, for fame, or what have you. It's just passion to push the association forward. So in my fourth year, I came out. I was selected as the skill acquisition chairman under the office of Honorable Kamsi, which was the VP then. And then we were able to showcase a lot of skills which our students were able to learn. They learned a lot of things during that period of time. It was a 3 days program, and we made sure that we impacted a lot of knowledge into them. Thank God it was very successful. Then finally, my fifth year, I became an SP again. I came out as a treasurer of the association, which I just resigned from it because I have to come out for a bigger position now. So being a treasurer of the association is not really easy because it entails a lot of things. You need to start running around, going to bank and what have you. So that's just the summary. Since my first year, I've been really, really active with ABM's activities.
Yes, wow, that's really a long story. I can't just imagine myself beginning, joining ABMS right from first year. What do I know about ABMS? Well, that's really a good one. It's actually a good sign that you are up for a leadership post. Anyways, you said you've actually held positions.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know. You must have come across some challenges. That you encountered. Can you just tell me about one of them?
The major one that I think we, the AVM side, exhibit a lot is the issue of apathy. We have this apathy to everything aside from book. I know you understand that part. Everything about VET is we need to keep a pace, and everything we need to keep reading, but it shouldn't just be about reading, because there are a lot of things. This is a citadel of learning, and there are a lot of things that one need to equip ourselves with before graduating, because we find out that after graduating, you're going out there. What you're going out there is determined by how much knowledge you've gathered. And then the how much knowledge is not just based on your notes or your textbooks and what have you. What about other extracurricular activities and what have you, the social life, the sports, and all those things. It matters a lot. So I think the major issue I had then was just the apathy. We'll try to call for social activities, for games, and they won't show up. Even politics, they will still not show up. But I think that is the major. It's not even worse, because it's still in existence. You understand? And I hope that I'm able to do something about it. As a matter of fact, I have it in my manifesto. I'll make sure I do something about the apathy with VET students afterwards. Plenty of things. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Do you actually have an opponent that is actually coming out for this post?
Yes, I do. I have opponents coming out.
Okay. I also want to know, what really inspired you to pick up this post, AVMS, as in, despite all of that posts, why did you want to be the AVMS president?
Yeah, you see, I believe that they say charity begins at home, and then when you've been in your home, at least you've known what has been going on there, then before you can start talking about outside. I've been in ABMS, just like I mentioned before. I've been very active in ABMS politics since my first year, and I have been exposed to a lot of challenges, which I believe that over time I've developed enough experience to tackle this challenge.
Okay.
Over the years, veterinary students of UN, they have not been going for IT, which is, well, for me, it's very, very bad. It's very, very bad in the sense that this profession, it's a very, very important and delicate one. Delicate in the sense that we deal with life, and anything that deals with life needs a lot of experience and professionalism. So when vet students don't go for IT, we are like producing more quack doctors into the society, because they are coming out with little or no experience. They are coming out with books in their heads and not experience in their mind, and not professionalism in their ends and everything. You understand? So I want vet students to start going for IT, and I've taken this up not just because I'm coming up for president, but because it has been something I've observed, and then I've been a victim of it as well. And I know that if I can be able to achieve this, even this alone is enough. I want to achieve something they call legacy, because when I lay one, unfortunately I'm already graduating, so I won't be the one to benefit from the IT per se. And I believe that if this IT comes in play, people coming, students coming, even students to come, they will be the ones to benefit more. This is a future for vets. So I want to create a future for vet students. And that's why I'm taking on this IT project. So this is how the IT is going to be. We want to make the IT compulsory. Normally, not like I say students don't go for IT, but it is not compulsory. They go maybe when they feel like going. But you notice that when some set of person go and some set of person don't go, or are not opportune to go, there is this imbalance. So I want a kind of balance in the association. Let everybody go for IT. Nevertheless, I know definitely not everybody will go for IT, but let the majority of our students go for IT. Now, how do I plan to achieve this? First, we need to let people know the importance of IT. A lot of best students don't even know that. Well, it's unfortunate, but I must say that the university or the nation per se has not provided this university and our faculty with enough equipment to help our students with their IT, with their experience and practical aspects. And the only means they can get this practical aspects of this profession is for them to go outside. When they go outside for IT or what have you, they'll be able to gather all this experience, and it's going to help them in life. So I know, I'm aware that our curriculum is very, very tight, so I'm not saying that I'm proposing for the faculty to give another time for IT or what have you, but we can utilize the little time we have. This is all about time management. For example, now I know we usually have 2 months of long vacation. In this 2 months of long vacation, we can utilize a month for IT, and then use the second month for anything you want to. You understand? So this is my plan. It mustn't just be waiting till the school gives us 6 months or what have you. If a student in second year starts IT in the first long vacation, uses a month, when that student enters third year to fourth year long vacation, before you know it, when that student will be graduating or will be in final year, that student ought to have gotten not less than 4 months experience of IT. So that's my plan on IT. Then another thing I will quickly touch is the issue of light in vet hall. That has been a pain on our flesh, because it's so poor that our prestigious faculty or doesn't have light for more than 6 years now.
6 years.
Yeah, because when I gained admission, I didn't meet light there, so it's unfortunate. But the problem comes from the fact that it's not like I say we, the association, have not been pushing for power to enter there, but it's unfortunate that people keeps pushing this responsibility. The association doesn't want to take responsibility for power being there. The lecturers push it to the dean. The dean is pushing it to the school authority and what have you.
Pushing it.
But we keep forgetting that all these things is at the expense of the students. most times the students wants to do something, come for night class, they will not be able to come there for night class, and even when they go to other auditorium for their night class, they chase them out and tell them to go to their faculty home. You understand? So I think if I can provide light for them in that auditorium, it is going to be very, very good. After I'm not coming there for night class or what have you, but like I said, everything I want to do is a form of legacy for people. Let them and people to come and enjoy from this. And then, well, another thing I would like to talk about is unity. Unity, I know SCG level is very, very important, very, very good. But unfortunately, we cannot reach SCG level when we are not united as an association. Because it is until when we are united, we push out, like we portray our students for SCG position. And then we're able to back them up, we're able to support them. I believe that if somebody is coming out for SCG position in my faculty, if I support the person, definitely anywhere I go, I will talk about that person.
Yeah.
But if I don't support the person, how do you expect somebody in the faculty of Agric to support such person? It doesn't work that way. So we need to be united first. And how do I plan this unity? First, we need to cut the issue of segregation. Segregation, why should a senior colleague be segregating herself or himself away from the first year? Why should our first year be segregated from the association? They are still part of us. Everybody is part of us from DVM 0 to DVM 5. Everybody, we ought to come together as one. Then I also plan to, because I know it's only activities that brings us together, but we have the social activity, the sport activity, and what have you. So I plan to provide more of these activities. These activities will give us opportunity to come together as an association. So when we come together, it's going to strengthen our unity. And as such, if anybody wants to go out for anything at SCG level, we all will be at the back of that person, will support that person full force. You understand?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's the issue of the unity there. Well, I also have the mindset of providing urinary at Old Vets. I know that it has four classes, and three classes there. Our second year class, our third year class, and our fourth year class. And it's a pity that professional students of such prestigious faculty have been entering bush and going to all sorts of places just to ease themselves and relieve themselves of being pressed. So it is so bad. It's so bad. So bad. So I plan to provide the association with a urinary. I'm not talking about something big, no. We just want something small that a student can go in there conveniently and come out comfortably, do whatever you want to do in there conveniently and comfortably. So it is not going to be capital intensive. We just need a very small construction not even up to 400 blocks. You understand? I believe we have soccer waste there. We can always work with our lecturers, we can always work with our dean to help us channel into one of those soccer ways. So you see, I've already started working on this already, so that at the end of the day, the cost of getting us the urinary is already being slashed. Instead of building a soccer way, we can channel it into one of those soccer ways, you know. So these are the things I want to do. There are some other more, but because of time, I'll just try to stop it here. I believe in the day of manifesto, a lot of AVM sites will come and listen to me, and I will also be able to explain to them all my plans for AVMS.
Wow, what a really long plan you have there. And well, I hope you'll be able to actualize every one of them, because one thing about most people that come out to campaign, they give talks, they give promises, but at the end of the day, they don't do anything. So I hope you are actually not among one of them.
No, definitely not.
Okay. Anyways, if you would look at yourself, if you win, how would you look at yourself? Would you look at yourself as a president or as a student?
Well, the truth is, whichever way I look at myself, maybe being a student or being a president, the fact is that the number one priority of me being in school has been a student.
Okay.
That is the number one priority. So any other thing that comes after it is other priorities. So whether being a student or being a president is actually not the issue, but the issue should be if I can be able to do the work, if I am set and ready to do the work. Because I feel like I shouldn't just be there to be called presido, people start killing you up and down. At the end of the day, you didn't do anything. You understand? So I believe that I would rather even not be called presido and they will say, oh, that guy, during his set, during when he was the president, he did this, he did that.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
I would prefer to be a legacy layer. I want to lay legacies for the association so that when people to come, when they enter the association, they will see this and then they will say, oh, so during this person's time, there was this, there was that, you know?
Yeah.
So I believe being a student or a president doesn't matter much, but what are we able to deliver? That is what matters most.
Okay, but what if it turns out to be that you lose? What would be your best reaction?
Well, like I tell people, whether I win or I lose, I have been doing everything I do for ABMS voluntarily, selflessly, without expecting anything. As a matter of fact, we're giving our resources, we're giving our time to make sure that we push ABMS forward. So whether I win or I lose, I will still do my part as an ABM site to push this association forward and to make it progress.
Okay, thank you for that answer. If I'm not mistaken, you said earlier that you have an opponent.
Yes.
So how do you tend to support him just in case you lose and he emerges the winner?
Well, the truth is I don't plan to lose. Yeah, I don't plan to lose, and I believe strongly that I will emerge. That's my answer.
But there's always the but. What if, like, how would you support?
There's always a but, but at the same time, with a very strong will, there is no but.
Okay, we'll leave it at that then. So what advice will you give to other colleagues that are coming out for different posts in this upcoming ABMS election?
Okay. My advice is that please don't come out because you're expecting something. Come out because you want to give out something. Come out because you want to give out your best. Because at the end of the day, I want to assure us that any post you're coming out for, nothing will be given out. As a matter of fact, ABMS doesn't have money to pay. Mm. It's not like SCG level where they share money there. But here, you have to give in your best, even your resources, your time. Sometimes you give your money as well. It's a selfless act. So please, to my colleagues coming out, I urge you now start developing the spirit of selflessness. Come out because we want to do something, and I believe that if we start having this spirit within us, ABMS will move forward.
Oh, that's good. There's something that actually got my interest. You actually said we vets, we don't really have interest in politics, and especially at the SUG level. So, and I don't know, how do you intend to carry with the ABMS site along? Like, how do you intend to carry us to the SUG level?
Okay, my plan about that is that first, I talked about unity.
Okay.
Now, I believe that before we can move to SUG level, it's not an appointment for crying out loud. It is election. Okay. And I believe election should be a form of democracy where people have to decide, people need to choose, right?
Yeah.
So if it is an election, that means we need people to support us. And if we need people to support us, that means we need to support ourselves first. Mm. So that's where the unity is coming from. If we are not united, I'm sorry to say, but it is the truth. We are not moving an inch. Okay. It has happened a lot of times with experience. I've seen a lot of people vying for SCG positions.
Mm.
Because there was no unity first in the association. They were not backed by their own fellow colleagues. How do you expect them to move? they cannot reach there. So my plan is that we need to repair this unity issue amongst ourselves.
Okay.
We need to be united. Mm. Now, when we are united, my plan is, once I become the president, I am going to create a committee which I will name SCG Committee.
Okay.
And this SCG Committee will be responsible for sensitizing students, the importance, not only sensitizing students, but also getting interested students, politically inclined students.
Mm.
When we get these people, when we amnest their interest, now we'll be able to say, oh, we have so candidate, we have this political candidate, then we showcase them to the association. When we showcase them to the association, because the association is already united, it's not going to be hard again for us to support them. When we support them, we will willingly go out with them to campaign, because I believe that's the power. If you're not being able to have a good campaign power, how are you supposed to win at SCG level?
Mm.
So aside from that, I know that we have a very tight curriculum as students, and most of the time our lecturers discourage us of winning SCG level. I also plan that when I reach there, we are going to work with our dean to make sure that our voices as students of this association is heard there. Then we have representatives at the SCG level. Our lecturers should stop discouraging our students not to go for SCG level. After all, nobody needs to tell anybody you are in vet. We are all adults. So we know what you want. We know what we want. And I believe that anybody that knows what he or she wants knows what he or she ought to do.
Okay.
So if you are in vet, nobody needs to tell you you are in vet again. If you are in vet, you know what to do. So please, our lecturers, we stop discouraging our students from going to SCG level, and other things in place, because I need to start working with other faculty. We need to start having allies, you understand, forming allegiance with them, such that once we have a candidate coming out for something, it will be very, very easy for them to vote for us, and for us to work with them, you understand.
Yeah.
So these are my plans for projecting us into SCG level. I must commend that SCG level, it is not an appointment.
Okay.
It is by election. So whosoever that is promising I'll get it to SCG level, how do you plan to do it? Do you plan to rig votes? We are upcoming generation. So I believe that we should start encouraging good things and not bad things. You're promising somebody SCG level. How? You understand?
Okay.
So let's tackle the basic needs, the basic issue we are facing first before we start going into the other ones. And I believe that unity is the basic one. If we're able to tackle the unity amongst us, then we can be able to go far than SCG level. You understand? Thank you.
Okay, we hope so.
Yeah.
Team Love, taking us far. Anyways, to our listeners out there, to AVMS sites who are eagerly listening to this, what do you have to say to them? Like, how do you need that support? Anything, just say something.
Okay, to my fellow colleague listening to me, let's come out on the 2nd of June and cast our votes. Why casting your votes? Remember, you're not just casting your votes for sentiment's sake. You are casting your votes, your vote stands as your future. Because for the next 1 year, whosoever you cast your vote for, the outcome, you will also be the one to either suffer from it or benefit from it. So let's be wise and let's be guided. I'm your humble friend, Enyomaka Emmanuel, and then I plead. And then aside from pleading, I also admonish us to come out, vote in massive, and vote for me as well. Vote for Enyomaka Emmanuel, the president. It is very, very important. Though campaign hasn't started yet, campaign will start very soon. So I shouldn't just say vote for Enyomaka Emmanuel now. But once campaign starts, please, I will surely tell you vote for Enyomaka Emmanuel, president. Thank you very much.
So guys, you've heard him poured out his heart. He's actually coming up for the post of the AVMS president, and I hope with all these questions and answers, you've been convinced and not confused as to why you should vote for him. Anyways, there's one good thing about him. He's actually handsome. Don't mind him when he said he was not. So guys, we've actually come to the end of today's episode, and watch out for future episode. Bye for now.